This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Christopher Husted. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon says he wants to improve government efficiency and pursue efforts dealing with education, economic development, and Medicaid. Nixon said Friday he would like to consolidate regulatory commissions within the Department of Natural Resources and says there should be discussion about lengthening Missouri's school year. He also wants to increase exports and promote tourism, and he called for comprehensive campaign finance and ethics legislation. The Democratic governor will be sworn in January 14th for a second four-year term. Republicans claimed a supermajority in the legislature. Previously, Nixon announced support for a state Medicaid expansion for adults earning up to 138% of the federal poverty level, as allowed under the federal health care law. A veteran Eastern Missouri teacher recently elected as a state representative is accusing his school board of playing politics for refusing to grant him a leave of absence. Brian Spencer has taught in the Francis Howell School District in St. Charles County for 22 years. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Spencer, a Republican, won election in November and sought a leave of absence rather than resigning, but the Francis Howell School Board said no. Spencer and other GOP leaders say the board has regularly approved unpaid leaves for two leaders in a teachers' union, usually allied with Democrats. The board president says the situation is different for the union officials because they still spend their full time on education and often interact with the district. The Mississippi River's water level is dropping again, and barge industry trade groups warn that river commerce could essentially come to a halt by mid-January. Adam Allington reports ice on the northern section of the Mississippi is reducing flow more than expected.
The Coast Guard remains confident that the nation's largest waterway will remain open despite the worst drought in decades. But even if the Mississippi remains technically open, Deborah Colbert of the Waterways Council, a barge industry trade group, says further load limits will make shipping unviable by mid-January.
The impacts have already been felt. Export orders are plummeting. Other orders are being curtailed or canceled altogether. Companies are considering layoffs. And so again, January 15th is D-Day.
Colbert says barge traffic is currently restricted to only one direction in certain spots. The latest forecast from the National Weather Service has the river level at St. Louis dropping to a record low by January 16th. I'm Adam Allington in St. Louis.
A Ku Klux Klan group has won a preliminary injunction allowing it to pass out literature in the streets in eastern Missouri City. A federal judge ruled Thursday that the traditionalist American Knights of the KKK were likely to prevail in their challenge to a Deloze ordinance banning people from soliciting in the streets. The Klan claimed the ordinance violated its First Amendment right to free speech. City officials say the 1999 law was meant to prevent people from going into the streets to solicit funds from motorists. The American Civil Liberties Union sued, saying the law also prevented groups from passing out handbills. City Attorney Joe Goff says the city plans to rework its ordinance in a way that still would prohibit soliciting in the streets. For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted.